CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the show. This is the Health Talk with myself, Kabelo H. Nkambule. As you know, the festive season is a time to be jolly and happy and meet up with family members and friends over a bride or a meal. And with that, we're talking health hazards for the festive season. And I'm not rolling solo today. I'm rolling with a friend of mine, my co-host. His name is?
Yeah, that's your boy, Tando.
Okay, Tando, today we're talking festive health hazards. And the first one on my list that I've actually compiled is food and overeating.
Yeah.
What can you tell the listeners about food and overeating?
Well, all we can say is, you know, the hazards of eating, overeating, food disorders, you name it.
Okay, and with that, with overeating, I just want to add on what he said. It comes with, obviously, eating junk food, eating food with high calories, food with high cholesterol, and that will add definitely over to your weight gaining, and you don't want that, right?
Yeah, and you must maintain those summer bodies.
Yeah, I know you're going to talk about food poisoning as well.
Yeah, food poisoning as well. You know, we tend to, as us people, we tend to have food, we tend to eat food and leave the leftovers, not cautiously having the right heat, the right spaces to store our food, and then we tend to have food poisoning in our food.
Okay, and what does that, I mean, obviously food poisoning is quite dangerous, right? Yeah. And it might be like a health case that might need you to go to the doctor, right?
True.
Okay, what else do you think comes with, like, what else do you think comes with food, like the eating of unhealthy food over the festive?
You know, as we love, it's junk. Festive, it's more like junk. We have your junk food, we have your overspiced food, we have your all those unhealthy stuff. So you can imagine if we have food spiced with alcohol also, and it's such a mess for our stomach.
Yeah, so listeners, please be aware of allergies that come with the festive, because there might be new allergies that you're not aware of. So just check what food is suitable for you to eat and what food is not suitable for you to eat, right?
Yeah.
Next on the list, we're talking my favorite, alcohol and overdrinking. And obviously, with the festive, there's a whole lot of parties, there's a whole lot of bashes, there's, you know, clubbing. It comes with drinking alcohol and overindulgence.
True.
Do you think that alcohol messes up with the way you think?
And the way you act.
And the way you act?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I'm a guy, so I know what alcohol does to me. You know what I'm talking about. So it might make me think irrational, and, of course, I laugh cuss. Fast speed.
So you can imagine you're drunk and you're driving.
Accidents.
We don't want that, do we?
222 kilometers per hour, man. I'm talking the guy that was driving down in Devon. So it might be quite dangerous, eh?
Yeah.
And obviously,
not only for you, not only for your passengers as well, but the pedestrians also.
Then the girls. Then there's girls. Girls, man. So obviously, whole lot of sex, whole lot of parties, whole lot of panty dropping, you know, and whole lot of STIs that come with it.
Yeah, and we want to impress.
Want to impress the girls. So, I mean, I'm just letting you know that you also need to be aware of sexual diseases that are out there, because with alcohol, it makes you think irrational. Mm. You might end up sleeping with somebody you don't want to sleep with. You might have unprotected sex, and with that, you might be putting your health at risk.
Yeah.
All right, great. So behave yourself out there, right? We all love alcohol, but take it easy on the alcohol. I'm taking it easy.
We know. We normally say, no, it's the festive. We're not gonna have limits. But guys, that is a very hazardous thing for us to have. So, right, we need to just reduce, man. Reduce.
And with the alcohol as well, when you're clubbing, when you're out at the parties, beware of your drinks being spiked, because you don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
You might end up in a place where you don't want to be. If you're a girl, just be careful. There's cases of trafficking. You might end up doing something that you don't want to do because your drink has been spiked. So please do not leave your drinks unattended
just
wherever
cautious,
you are.
Yeah.
Be cautious of your alcohol. Take it easy. Drink with a limit and don't overdrink. No overindulgence.
True.
Great. Drugs. That's next on my list.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I'm talking your favorite now. I'm talking Reed. I'm talking Nyaupe. I'm talking...
You name it.
Yeah. Mm. So, what do you think? I mean, drugs, girls, parties, you know, the hip-hop lifestyle, and the clubbing scene.
Yeah.
What do drugs do? I mean, drugs obviously mess up your system. They also link to alcohol.
Yeah.
So, you might want to take it easy. Rather, do not do drugs. Not even
ecstasy, man. You know, as we normally say, no, ecstasy is not, what do you say it?
It's not that dangerous.
Yeah.
It's quite light.
Yeah. But remember, you don't even notice what you do after having that drug, and you might end up having more than just ecstasy. So you can imagine that. It's very hazardous for you, eh?
Yeah, I'm not snowing this festive season. The only snow I'm going to be snowing on, if ever it falls in Soweto, then I'll be sliding on my snow. That's my hometown.
Yeah.
So no snow for me on my nose. I'll be sliding on the real snow.
The only snow is for Santa Claus, yeah.
That's the real one, man. That's the real one. And we're talking also, I mean, with the festive, people tend to kind of like not sleep because we're going out a lot. The parties, the brides, the family gatherings, the meeting of new people, and with all that linked, there's less sleep.
Very less.
Less sleep can cause you to have depression, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So take it easy, sleep your 8 hours like I do, eat your fruits, drink your water, keep it cool, and I mean, do not go out until 4 a.m, get in your car, drive, dangerous for you.
Fatigues. You know.
And fatigues might obviously cause you to make
an accident.
That's what it is. He just said it. So fatigues will cause you to make accidents. Less sleep will contribute to illnesses. It also contributes to depression as well. So, I mean, please try and be cautious. Please go out, party safely, sleep, and have enough rest as well.
Yeah.
And we've mentioned fatigue as well when it comes to driving. Obviously, driving around, it's a whole lot of parties. If you are driving around, try and have like rest on the road. If it's long distances, try and chill.
Yeah, guys, like public transport is normally safe. Now we've got Uber. Why do we need to drive to just get to a 3 kilometer away party or a pub or a club or whatever? We just need to just catch an Uber at the same price or less than your driving.
Yeah, Uber away or rather call a cab.
Rather.
Get a driver, Uber, call a cab, and be safe. Do not drive while you're tired. Do not drive while you're exhausted, because that might just cause you to cause accidents. That might just cost you your life, and you only got one life.
Imagine just dying over a 220 rand bottle. Does your life worth that?
Not worth it. Definitely not. I mean, I know my life is not worth it, man. I still have to keep this going, so I'm still trying to make it out there. So, yeah. Definitely not going anywhere anytime soon, so I'm going to keep this ball going. So, we're talking as well, holiday weight gain. I know your girlfriend is actually very, very sensitive when it comes to this topic, man. So, what are you going to tell her to stay away from this festive?
Dude, eat your greens, eat healthy, have a nice balanced diet.
Yeah.
You don't need to have the whole lamp to yourself, the whole couch to yourself, and telling yourself it's festive. Come January, man, festive is just a month. So imagine losing your weight in less than 30 days.
Just to add to that, I mean, I know I love my brides, I love my barbecues, I love chilling with friends. But with that, what kind of meat you eat, what's the spices that you take in, what's the cholesterol levels that you take in, try and use healthy as all, maybe keep to your olive oils.
Keep to your olive oils.
I mean, what would you say it's unhealthy? I mean, rather healthy eating.
Yeah.
What would you say is healthy eating? Like, what routine would you say people should follow? Is your chick into like green salads? Are you into green salad eating?
Yeah, I do. I eat green salad a lot, eh? You can have your just a minimal starch, your normal breakfast. It doesn't have to be extravagant. Imagine waking up with pap and chicken in the morning. No, just have your soft porridge, your cereals, your you know, then have a nice salad during the day, have your vegetables, your fruits in between.
And of course, I mean, with the excessive weight gain, there also comes a whole lot of other issues that are linked to health.
Yeah. High
cholesterol, things like heart diseases, sugar level going up.
Your blood pressure going up.
You do not want to end in hospital over this festive season. Stay away from unhealthy eating. Stay away from high cholesterol. Stay away from all the junk food that you can get to hold yourself on, and keep it healthy. Keep it going until the new year. And I mean, there's been cases of people choking over the festive season.
Yeah.
Because people tend to overeat.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to eat whatever they can get themselves on.
Mm-hmm.
People are eating whatever food that they can get, they don't swallow it properly.
Yeah.
And without the swallowing, that can also cause you to choke, right?
Yeah.
And what happens, I mean, choking can land you straight up in hospital, man.
And not everybody is trained for a, what do you call it? CPU or something like that.
I know most family members wouldn't.
CPR, yes.
CPR, that's the right word, man.
Yeah.
That's the right, you just hit it right on the neck. CPR is the right word. And I mean, you don't want to be ending up in a festive season with family members or friends, and then you gotta be doing some CPR and pushing.
Most of us will be doing it wrong.
And we're doing it wrong.
So imagine,
and
we might be contributing to whatever that is happening to you and lead to death.
I mean, with that being said, with CPR being done wrong, I'm going to be joined by a doctor at a later stage. He's going to be joining us on the line. He's going to be giving us advice on how to do proper CPR, what to stay away from in terms of food, what to look for when you're drinking alcohol, the types of food that you eat, what to do when you're having allergies.
That's
and obviously, as people, we tend to be relaxed when it comes to our health. We tend to be chilled because we're thinking it's just an allergy, it's just a rash, it's going to go away.
Yeah.
And then you wake up 10 days later, it's not going away.
Yeah.
I mean, with STIs, people tend to be thinking, it's just an STI. It's just a leak. What do they call them? Bugs on my pubic area. It's going to go away. It's going to disappear within a couple of days. And you wake up in 2 weeks' time, they're still there. They're still there. So all I'm trying to say is that please react urgently. Please react immediately. Please consult your medical practitioner should you be experiencing any health hazards this festive weekend, this festive season. And I mean, the whole aim of this show as a platform to actually educate you to stay away from the dangers of the festive season.
Yeah.
And another one that's interesting on my list is sun blocking. I mean, I'm going on holiday, man. I know I'll be in Durban. I'll be lying on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And sun blocking is very important.
Not only Durban, man. Most of us, I think it's everybody's dream to go to get to Dubai and stuff. So you can imagine the temperature. If we can't stand our own temperature in SA, like the Durban temperature, so imagine in there.
Sunburns can be dangerous for your skin. And
yep.
I'm telling you right now, black people have this thing of saying that black don't crack.
Black. True. Yeah.
Well, do you believe in the concept?
No,
I mean, you black, I'm black. Does black don't, I'm black. Does black crack or maybe doesn't crack? Do you need to sunblock as black people?
No, I think that's just bull. We need to just protect our skin.
Protect your skin at all times. He couldn't have said it more harsher than anyone else. He just said, please protect your skin. Please stay safe at all times. Sun is good for your skin. But too much sun is going to damage your skin. Obviously,
yes, we're talking your skin cancers, your eczemas, your acne, your heat rash. We're talking your measles,
we're talking all that. I mean, those things can take months to treat. Eczema can take months to treat. Heat rash can take months to treat. Severe sunburn cases are horrific.
Yes, second degree.
So if you are going away, please have your sunblock in your back. Please sunblock. As well, it might contribute to skin tanning. You don't want to turn out looking like somebody you're not.
Yeah.
Or you might turn out looking brownish or blackish.
Or more than
the color you are. You know what I mean? You
yeah.
might also have pigmentation.
Mm.
And you don't want pigment. I mean, when you go into the new year, you want to look fresh. You want to look cooler. You want to look as fresh as possible when you go back to work. So please sunblock. And keep it protected.
Guys, why not? We should also vaccinate, having to go to the GP and check yourself and explain, okay, GP, I'm going to on a holiday, I'm going to wherever, I'm skipping country or whatever. Remember, not every water is as clean as the Johannesburg water. So, man, vaccinate and let's just keep it real, keep it simple, keep it clean.
Yeah, vaccinate, and obviously when adding to vaccination, if you are going away, know where you're going. If you are skipping the country, if you're going out of country, know where you're going. Have a mosquito repellent as well for your skin.
Yeah,
protect
your
skin.
Yeah.
There might be other diseases that are linked to the skin. There might be skin cancers. There might be malaria. There might be
the diarrhea. You know, you don't know.
And what's the water you drink? If you are going away, we most of us come from down in the rural areas, you know what I mean? Just make sure your water is clean as well. There might be diseases as well that are linked to unhealthy water like cholera. Make sure that you boil your water.
Just use the basics actually. Just to clean up your water. Yeah.
What would you say are the basics for people keeping the water clean?
Boiling your water.
Boiling your water.
A drop of jik.
A drop of jik
in your bucket for at least 12 hours.
Is jik not gonna clean up my stomach?
No.
Jik is
drop,
not
a drop less than a lid. So you can imagine it's nothing.
So a drop of jik, like he said, I mean, this guy sounds like a genius. A drop of jik, boil your water, keep it clean, and stay away from all the other diseases that are linked to water that's unhealthy. And there's been a recent case in Mexico where 29 people actually died of a fireworks explosion.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you tell people about fireworks? Fireworks, nice. It's Christmas. People want to have fireworks in their areas. People want to have fireworks for the festive season, but they always forget the dangers. And I'm here not to mess up your Christmas, not to mess up
your new year.
I'm here to kind of like educate you about what to stay away from and what to look out for during this season. Because we want to see you next year because we love you. So, obviously, fireworks. Let's talk fireworks. What can you tell people about fireworks?
Guys, technology is growing every day. So, you can imagine fireworks in 20 years ago and fireworks now. Totally different. They are improving. So, with that being said, improving them, it's like they are making them more powerful. So you can imagine having a small piece of a cricket. It could cause so much. You could lose your hand. You could lose a finger. You could, you know, back in the days when I was still in high school, my principal lost 3 fingers.
Okay, I mean,
3 fingers.
Another thing I want to tell people about fireworks is be careful where you buy your fireworks from. There's authorized people that sell fireworks, and there's shops that just sell
mixed stuff out there because
they just want to make revenue, and it's the festive season, and they know you're out there to spend and splash your money. So be careful on what you do and where you buy your fireworks from. This could be very, very, very dangerous for your kids. And I mean, the last thing you want also is to lose a loved one.
Imagine losing an eye.
Imagine flashing into the new year without an eye, man. Imagine how drastic that is.
Imagine messing up,
I'm talking all the hot ladies out there. Imagine messing up your pretty face because of fireworks, because of ignorance, because you were not aware of what to go for and all of that. So, is there anything else that you want to add maybe when it comes to fireworks?
That would be it, guys. You know, fireworks are dangerous. Play away. Normally, I buy myself 100 shooters. 100 shooters are much better because you just need to light it up, then you hold it very far from your face, and it shoots straight to the sky. So imagine if you're holding a small thing that you don't even show. We don't even read precautions and instructions on how to use your fireworks. So fireworks are very dangerous, guys. Let's stay away.
And I've seen kind of like, it's a trend where people kind of like have crackers and point them at other people.
And it's
what are the dangers? It's very, very dangerous. People, please be careful of fireworks. Do not point them at other people. If ever you've got crackers, please put them on the ground. If it's 100 crackers, please point them up in the air. Do not point crackers at anyone, because this could damage somebody's eyesight, somebody's earsight, somebody can mess up somebody's face, can mess up somebody's fingers. And I mean, I'm personally not a fan of fireworks. I mean, I have to say, because I mean, it comes with pollution. It messes up pollution. I mean, my scenario is here. I'm gonna make this about me and you now. To all of you guys out there that are asthmatic, fireworks pollute the air. And I mean, with pollution comes with asthma attack. It can come asthma attacks. Can come
your short breath.
Short breath.
Your bronchitis. You know, it's not good, man.
Not good. I mean, financial woes. This is my favorite. This is gonna keep a whole lot of people up and I mean, sleepless nights, because they out there overspending, not budgeting.
Dude, those things have become very expensive these days, eh?
Okay. I mean, finances contribute to a major part of depression, right?
Yeah.
And your stress level as well.
Mm.
So I mean, you might not view it holistically, but my advice to you guys is that please be careful of how you spend your money. You don't want to have sleepless nights in January when the kids have to go back to school. You don't want to be stressing. You don't want to be suffering from depression. So please keep it cool. Spend your money very carefully. Budget. Go for what you've budgeted for, and do not spend excessively.
Yeah.
Right. So just watch your finances. Watch what you spend your money on, and do not get overboard with your spending.
We must also remember schools.
Schools are coming. Mm-hmm. Schools are coming. So
your uniforms.
Fit it into your plan.
School fees.
Fit it into your plan.
Transport.
And I mean, now we're talking Christmas trees as well. Christmas trees have been known as an overextending
traditional way to
celebrate
Christmas.
The best
yeah.
They can get dangerous. I'm going to tell you right now that there is flammable Christmas trees out there that could actually explode, because we tend to decorate them, over-decorate them. Fairy lights. I'm talking fairy lights.
Your Christmas
bulbs. I'm talking bulbs. I'm talking just, I mean, all of those decors.
And hold those thoughts, they need electricity, right?
They need electricity. Be careful if you've got toddlers in the house, if you've got kids in the house, those things might explode up in their faces, and you don't want any of those happening,
yeah.
Right? And, I mean, if you're going for a Christmas tree, rather go for the synthetic ones.
Right, rather.
If you go for a real one, just bear in mind the dangers that come with it as well, that it might also be poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
You might be having kids that are up and running in the house. You're busy with family members. You're not watching your family members. And that also might be a danger to your kids.
Man, I'm cautious, eh? I don't use fairy lights. I rather use the artificial flowers, the artificial plastic balls, all those stuff. I don't even think of using fairy lights, because I'm very cautious about the health of my people.
And as I've said earlier on, we're going to be joined by a medical practitioner. This guy is a former founding chairman of the Soweto Independent Practitioners Association. Oh, that's a tongue twister. He's also an activist for low-cost health cover, a philanthropist by his own right, a social commentator. And, I mean, he's been around for a very, very long time, practicing for over 20 years. Welcome to the line, Dr. A. Musalakai. Dr. Hello. A. Musalakai, are you there?
I'm here.
Thanks for joining us and welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you.
I know you've been listening to the show so far, and as you know, we are talking festive health hazards. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, we are talking festive health hazards. I mean, we've went through a couple of topics like food and overeating, and I just want you to advise our viewers out there, what is the dangers of just eating anything that comes your way? Like, I'm talking junk food, food with high cholesterol, the braais, spicy food, and whatnot.
As you know, we are in an age where it's very important to watch your diet. In the beginning, we used to eat food that is natural. In other words, food that is a formula that is determined by nature. So there's been quite a lot of interference with nature, with humans putting in their own things there. So, things go haywire. As far as diet is concerned, you really got to avoid, fatty, greasy fried food.
Yes.
Because what happens is that they increase your cholesterol, and cholesterol has got this tendency of hitting your vessels, and that can lead to obstruction of those vessels and heart attacks and so on and so on.
Okay.
So you gotta avoid this greasy, fatty foods, and of course salt is also a no-no.
Okay.
Then we're talking about the festive time.
Yes.
Where people want to just go all out with the idea that it comes only once, so they have to be careful. Then, although with food, indulging at that time and that time is not as serious as if it goes on over a longish period. The dangers come when this is sustained rather than once off.
Okay.
Are you with me?
I am. I mean, what would you advise the listeners to stay away from? I mean, overeating, does it come with food poisoning? I mean, rather, leftover food. Does it come with food poisoning? Can it have food poisoning?
Yeah, you see, with food poisoning is a result of contamination. Either food that is off or food that is got something that shouldn't be there, right? So the food that always has a tendency of being contaminated is mostly food that is cooked in very large bulks, right? And then when it comes to the food being off, is if its food was cooked that last Sunday and it's still there, it has a high possibility of being off, and it's what poisoning is not available.
Okay, doctor, are you still there? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? It sounds like we've lost the doctor there. We're just going to try and get him back on the line. So it sounds like he's gone now. We're going to try and contact him back. I mean, we want him to tell you what to stay away from. Doctor, are you still there? Hello, doctor? Okay, we've lost Dr. Masalakai, but meanwhile, we're trying to get him back. He's obviously explained about contamination of food, food being exposed, and I mean obviously that can get to your system. That can actually damage your system in terms of food poisoning, in terms of as well high cholesterol. The temperature the temperature on the food can also poison your food. So please make sure that your food is properly sealed, is not exposed to any type of dirt. Your food
it's stored in a correct temperature.
It's stored in a correct temp. He said it better. Make sure your food is stored in the correct temperature, and just make sure your food is as safe as possible.
Yeah.
Right? Because you don't want to be celebrating at the same time then you're getting your kids with running tummies, with running aches, with all these other diseases that are linked to bad food.
I've heard that the easiest way to protect or to save the food is to keep it frozen.
So keep it frozen in the food. I mean, there's things called. I mean, is it Ziploc?
Yeah, it should be.
Well, you can actually zip it in a bag,
plastic bag, and just keep it frozen.
And keep it frozen, then you know that you can actually definitely use it the next day, right?
Yeah, you can just take out, defrost, and prepare.
And of course, while you're waiting for the doctor, we're gonna be talking an obvious case: seasonal accidents. This could be hazardous. There's already like high. It's not even we in the middle of December, and there's like high accident rate already. So all I'm gonna say is, I mean, all linked back to the type of food you eat, your sleeping,
what you've drank, how you've managed to sleep. all those sort of stuff.
Your sleeping patterns as well.
Yeah.
It's linked to a whole lot of things. Fatigue. Take rest when you're driving long distances as well. Try and rest on the road. Try and pull over at a petrol station.
You know what we normally do? We people do. We normally tell ourselves, nah, I'm just going to have myself a can of Red Bull or whatever energy drink it is. And we tend to over drug ourselves with such, and then we have too much of energy drink, which can lead to high caffeine and affecting our body system, our mind, our heart rate, and then over energy, we get over energized, and it's not good, man, because we normally get to be very hyper, you know. So yeah, KB, whilst we're still waiting for a doctor, guys, let's just take care of ourselves. It's festive season. We enjoying the festive. We closed. Those that are working are closed. Those that are not working, they're at home, over drinking, over eating, we tend to do things overly. So that's very not good for us. Guys, let's just watch ourselves. It's festive. I know, what I'm talking about is true. It's there. It's happening. So let's just try and reduce in everything.
And obviously, with reduction to everything, it's reduction to stress, it's reduction to depression,
mm-hmm.
it's reduction to
overspending,
the pain that might come of losing a loved one.
We're actually saving lives.
You're actually saving a whole lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to be now drifting while we're waiting for the doctor. I'm gonna drift to the other side and talk kids, pets, that you have in your household, as well as Christmas decor and things lying around.
Yeah.
I mean, please do not leave things lying around in your house during the festive season, especially if you know you've got toddlers in the house. They tend to grab whatever that comes their way, right?
Yeah, and whatever they eat, these are kids. They eat everything.
Let me tell you a childhood story. I've eaten a marble, man. I've had a coin, like a 10 cents in my ear. I think it was actually those 1 cent, like the old ones. I actually put it in my ear. I tell you, man, to take it out.
It was a hazard.
Hazardous. Panic for the parents. I mean, for you as parents to stay away from such, make sure that you actually know where your toddlers are at all times. Mm-hmm. As well as, if there is pets around the house, keep your pets safe.
Yeah.
I'm talking when it comes to decals, to toys, to Christmas tree that might actually fall on them. I'm talking as well swimming pools.
Yeah.
Swimming pools could be very, very,
very dangerous.
Because we tend to be so busy hosting everyone in the kitchen, cooking.
And you're not even aware of what's happening.
We're not even aware of what's happening outside. And you do not want to be in a situation where you have either your pet in a swimming pool, or a tragedy of having your child in a swimming pool as
drowning.
Well. Drowning. That could be very, very, very dangerous. So, stay away from those as well, right?
Mm.
And another topic that I'm going to be talking about while we're still holding on for him, as hopefully we can get this guy right back on the line.
Yeah.
Because, I want him to actually tell you the do's and the don'ts of the festive season in terms of your health. I want him to give it to you upright. This guy has been around for a long time. Obviously, he knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy is going to make sure that you actually stay very, very safe during the festive season. So while we're talking about that, I'm going to be dwelling into another topic as well, right? I know we've spoken about this already. Finances. Finances contribute a whole lot. I mean, I know myself. I'm a very, very irrational spender. I'm very, very impulsive when it comes to spending. If I walk past the shop, I see a shoe I like, I buy it. I just buy it. So be careful of going overboard if you're spending. Be careful of just buying whatever thing you can get hold of. Be careful of just being misled by salespeople making you to buy whatever that comes your way. Because, I mean, with that, there might be the dangers of you overspending, going over your budget, getting overboard, and with getting overboard, stress levels, depression. So it's gonna be very, very bad.
You know, dude. My secret is buy what you need, not what you want.
Okay. So Buy what you need and not
what you want. Oftenly, our wants are something that we can always get at a later stage. But if we can just start with everything that we need, then whatever that is left, we can just buy later because we need to satisfy our wants. But what we need to satisfy first is our needs. So what I normally tell myself when I'm out doing shopping, I just tell myself, whatever I come across to, I just ask myself, do I need this or do I want this? Then if it's a need, yes, definitely, I'll go for it. If it's a want, no, pause, put aside, quickly grab what I need.
Okay, so as you said, go for exactly what you need. Do not just spend on things you don't need. And just be careful. In general, just be careful of what you're spending your money on. So that's my advice for this festive season. And I mean, there's another topic that I actually want to dwell on is I'm going to be dwelling on Christmas trees. I know we spoke about this already, but this could be very, very dangerous because they obviously come poisonous and they could actually be dangerous for your kids. So, I mean, while we're trying to dial back the doctor on the line, it seems like we can't get hold of our health professional here. I mean, I'm hoping that we get him back on the line so we can carry on with this conversation. Then he can actually be telling us on how to go about this festive season and actually how to stay safe. So I'm going to be trying to redial back Dr. Masalakai and get him back on the line so he can give us advice on what to do.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get hold of him in the next few minutes. And I mean, I know he's a very busy man. He's running his own surgery. And with that, it comes the business. So we can't. He's probably maybe got patience. So I mean, I'm hoping he just
answers,
slips us into his busy schedule, so we can actually just
confirm on whatever that we need to stay away, whatever that we need to do, whatever that we don't need to do.
On certain issues, of course. I mean, that will actually be very, very helpful. So Dr. Musalaka's phone is letting us down, man. But I mean, obviously, we're going to carry on with the show. The show has to carry on. I'm here. It's December. And I mean, you know how we roll in December. I want to keep you safe out there. And I want to keep you protected out there. I'm talking everything that you could be thinking of in December. I'm talking your STIs. I'm talking girls. I'm talking boys. I'm talking any type of other thing that you're into. Dr. Masalakai's phone is ringing, so I'm hoping that
we get through him. Yeah.
Masalakai's phone, hello.
Dr. Masalakai, how are you?
All right. Okay. Here's the doctor.
Okay. It seems like we've got the doctor back on the line.
Okay. Hello.
Dr. Masalakai, we lost you there for a moment. I mean, you've only been gone for a minute. I know we spoke about.
Yeah. Your phone cut. Yeah.
My apologies. Thanks for coming back to the show.
Sorry?
Thanks for coming back to the show and making time to talk to us.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, doctor.
Can you hear us, doctor?
Can you hear us, doctor?
Hello.
Hello, doctor?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for coming back to the show and taking time to talk to us.
Okay.
I know we spoke about food and overeating already. I mean, next on my list is alcohol.
With being the festive, people tend to get kind of like overindulge on the alcohol, overdrink, and just take whatever that comes their way. What are the dangers of excessive alcohol drinking?
No, that's a real health hazard. The not only does it alter your behavior, but it may lead you to behavior that's not acceptable. You can imagine when you're driving and you're drunk, and you know how you make your decisions in a drunk stupor. You might make very, very bad mistakes, and you may regret, and it may result in other people getting hurt.
And not only yourself.
So it's a really overindulgence in alcohol. It's a no-no. It may embarrass you. It may leave you with horrible headaches, etc. So moderation. That's about the best way. But it is a health hazard. Excessive intake is a health hazard. In many ways, socially and otherwise, it may interfere with your relationships. It may really render you, in a state where you regret what you have done.
Would you say with the excessive alcohol drinking, people tend to think more irrational in terms of their decision making?
That's right. You know, you become very irrational. You make horrible decisions, so to say, or you take horrible actions, and which you may regret, following on that.
All right, doctor. Normally, people take hot spirits and they drink them without any mix. So, what does that do to your liver? They take excessive hot spirits, okay, like your whiskeys, your brandies, your vodkas, and they don't normally mix them. They take them on how they are. So, what does that do to the liver or internally?
Well, it's one of those things that you have to do repeatedly to cause real damage. Mm-hmm. Right? What I had been referring to is the instant problems that you'll experience.
Yeah.
But then, when it comes to this, hot stuff, it's actually the alcohol content in the drink
that creates whatever.
It is destructive to the brain cells. It is destructive. That's now long term. It's destructive to the brain cells. It's destructive to the liver cells.
Yeah.
But remember that the organ, the liver, it neutralizes poisons. But when those cells are trying to neutralize those poisons, like alcohol, they get destroyed themselves, right? But this is mostly, long-term damage, which can lead to what you call liver cirrhosis. So,
can we say, doctor, does it also affect the kidney system?
Not so directly with the kidney, not so directly. Usually, when the impurities go to the kidney, they are already non-poisonous.
Oh,
right. They are there just to be disposed of. Yeah.
Okay, great. You've heard it from the doctor himself. I mean, he just said that moderate drinking, it's okay, but do not excessively drink alcohol. Is that right, doctor?
That's right. Yeah.
That's correct. Okay, so he's just said it. So if you're going out this festive season, if you're partying, if you're having your girls around, please do not excessively drink alcohol because it might be damaging to your system in general. Doctor, the next topic on my list are sunburns. I mean, is it true that black don't crack? How important is sun blocking?
I didn't get that one.
The next topic on my list is sunburns.
Sunburn.
Okay. Yeah. Is it true? I mean, obviously, it's at summer, it's very hot. We're going out, it's parties, it's brides, it's family gatherings, it's holidays, it's, I mean, all the vacations that you can think of. How important is it to protect yourself from the sun?
It's sort of quite important, but, you know, the African people have got a protection. That's why they're dark. That's actually protection,
yeah.
Or, you know, on the sun rays. And, you know, the sun rays create the vitamin D, which is essential for both. But then you do not have to expose yourself to too much extreme, you know, sun, you know, the effects of the sun, because that can lead to the cancer of the skin, you know, sunburns, and you know, and all.
I mean,
basically, the African skin is tuned to be able to withstand this.
I mean, doctor, with that you're saying at the moment that African skin is actually linked to the sun. We've got our own sun protection. Obviously, I'm black. I mean, I mean, this show is listened to by everybody all over the world. Are you saying the phenomena that black don't crack is actually correct?
Black don't what?
Black don't crack.
Don't crack.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's been a known phenomenon that we grew up with, that if you're black, you don't have to sunblock because your skin won't crack.
Of course, yes. Unless the diet has changed your actual nature. But, you know, in essence, our skins are made to withstand the sun. We adapted to it, unless there's something else that has, you know, that has happened over the years that has changed that.
Okay, I mean, I was in Durban a couple of days ago, and I mean, sunburns. I came back with severe sunburns. How many of these cases do you actually treat, be it in the new year or in the festive season, of severe sunburns? And what do they actually? What other diseases of the skin can they actually expose you to?
Your best bet is rather not to wait for the disease. If you have any doubt, just put some protection around you,
mm-hmm.
You know, that rather do that than wait for damage, and then, you know, try to, you know, to correct it thereafter. But then chances of skin cancer are a bit sort of lowish, but. You know, the circumstance over the years, that's the unfortunate part.
Okay, all right. Doctor, the next one on my list, I mean, this is my personal favorite, sleeping. We obviously going out, there's a whole lot of parties, there's clubbing, there's family gatherings, and people tend to kind of like change their sleeping patterns or kind of like sleep less. How does sleeping less, or rather maybe not even sleeping at all, contribute to basically bad health?
Well, the body needs rest at least 8 hours out of 24. But, you know, people do get to sleep less than that, and there are those that sleep sort of more than that, right? And if it is health to have a good sleep, good rest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like anything else, you courting exhaustion if you exert yourself, a little bit too much.
I mean, what is a good rest? How many hours in a day am I supposed to kind of like lay back, chill, just relax, and have time for myself?
If you sleep for 8 hours, I think that's most ideal.
Okay, great. Listeners out there, you just heard it. The doctor just told you guys to take a rest, sleep while you're partying. So 8 hours of sleep will do you good. It's going to do your skin good. It's going to give you enough rest, less stress, less depression for yourself as well. And We're hopping on to the next one. I'm hopping on to fireworks. We've had a recent case in Mexico where about 29 people died because of a firework explosion. And what are the dangers of fireworks? And I mean, what advice can you give to the parents out there to look out for when they're buying fireworks for their children, when their children are playing with fireworks? And what cases of fireworks have you come across?
Yeah, no, fireworks can be dangerous. I think, you know, it's always nicer just to watch them from far, where people are, you know, lighting them and so on over there. Doing them yourself, it's quite a danger to kids. And once a piece of that can land on you, it you know, the type of damage that it does to your skin is quite devastating, because it firstly takes quite some time to heal, and it can leave very, you know,
scars,
looking scar or something of that sort, right?
Okay.
So it is always best for fireworks to be displayed in an organized fashion, right?
Yeah.
Where there is a restriction. This is where the fireworks happens, and the spectators are around there, you know, a little distance.
So basically parents should actually have their kids under supervision whenever they're playing with fireworks, because of the dangers that are aligned to it.
That's right.
And we've had cases of people choking over, I mean, I might want my mother-in-law to choke over a meal this festive season. So, I mean, we've had cases of people choking, and because people are just eating whatever, they're eating very fast, they're gripping whatever they can grab. How dangerous is choking?
Choking?
Yeah. Yes.
Very dangerous. Choking means that air is cut off from your body, and you must remember that you live on oxygen and sugar. Those are the things that are there all the time when all other things are not happening or not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you choke, what it means is that you're not able to suck in air, so that, you know, you can derive that oxygen from that air.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, 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 very dangerous thing to choke. So to avoid choking, I mean, if you take food in, not in big quantities, not large pieces or something like that,
yeah,
you just try to get, you know, pieces that can fit into the mouth, fit and allow the jaws to chew.
Mm-hmm.
You're not likely to get choking. And another thing is talking while you are chewing and so on. That can also lead to that. Or, you know, getting distracted with what you're doing. So, you know, some lapse of concentration, you know, too much in the mouth, that can lead to choking.
I mean, of course, with choking, I'm just thinking out of head now, it's the CPR linked to it. How important, or rather, what is the right way of parents doing CPR on kids? I mean, choking can be very, very dangerous, and most medical practitioners or maybe GPs are way over the festive. What is the correct urgent way of kind of like doing CPR if you happen to come such an incident? I mean, across such an incident.
Well, you know, that you would need to sort of practice before.
Okay.
But then the best way is to have the person lying on the ground face up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you heave on his, you know, on his chest.
Yeah.
Around the heart area, right?
Yeah.
That's, you know, You heave on it and until that thing
kind of comes out, yeah,
pushes out.
Oh.
And also on the I almost used the technical term, but you know, the middle of the abdomen,
Right. Oh, yeah. Solar plexus. That's what we call the boxy.
Yeah.
About that area. Yeah.
Okay. So we've just taught you how to do, practice how to do CPR, know how to do CPR, because obviously you're going to be having kids around the house. So just make to make sure that your kids are actually very, very safe, just know how to do CPR. Take interest in such things that could actually save a child's life, right? And then, we also have on the topic long-distance driving and fatigue. What advice would you give to people that are driving long distances in terms of if they're feeling any kind of tired and what does tiredness basically do when you're in the car driving a long distance and what actually happens to your body?
Yeah, no. The main thing is concentration. Once there is a lapse of concentration, you are a danger to yourself and to fellow drivers. So what you should try to do is to get a good rest, right? In other words, if you're going to travel
long distance,
14 hours, try to split them into, let's say, 7-7.
Okay.
Or if it's quite long, let's say you leave your place in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If it becomes evening, mm-hmm. get somewhere to sleep and then proceed with the journey the following day.
Okay, doctor, just quickly in closing, because we're running out of time, have there been known to be any foreign allergies, because we tend to kind of like eat whatever that comes our way during the festive season? Is there any kind of bad allergies, if I might say, that people get exposed to because they don't know that they have those kind of allergies?
Yeah, because it usually happens when people experiment with food and so on, and suddenly there's an allergy there, or some people have some perfumes that people are allergic to, or cigarettes, or any other type of smoke that people
inhale.
So you actually tend, where there are lots of people and lots of people are carrying lots of things, there is a tendency to you get to be exposed to these things, and some of them might be things that you are allergic to, which you didn't know about.
So basically what you're saying to our listeners out there is stay away from experimenting with food. Eat what you know is good for you. Stay away from food that you're allergic to, and basically just be safe, right?
That's it.
Dr. Masalakai, thanks very much for joining us on this show. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
It's been a pleasure participating. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Have yourself a lovely day.
And have a safe and wonderful holidays.
All right. It's been a great pleasure. We just got off the phone with Dr. A. Masalakai, a medical practitioner, a man that knows his story. This guy is an absolute genius.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's been nice chilling with you. This show has been great. Good December, boss. Go out there, have fun, enjoy yourself, less drinking, be careful on the road. And it's a wrap from me, myself, Tando, and Kavelo H. Nkambulo. We out. Join us the next time for the show.
Bye-bye. Enjoy your holiday, guys. CliffCentral.com.